We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I asked her name, she said blah, blah, blah. She had 9-10 pants and a very big bra. I took a couple of flicks.
Live well, win well. It is On Point with Wandle and Stokes. News and Talk 1380 WALK. Time now for Celebrity Corner with our producer, Sean Garvey.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, Wandle. How you
good
doing?
Good afternoon. I'm great. How are you?
Doing good. Winning well, feeling well.
Awesome, awesome. That's great.
Yes. So you ready for the weekend? The weekend is already here.
Yes, it's already here. I am so ready for the weekend. I'm going to try something new. I'm going to try to prepare some bell pepper something. So I'm ready.
That sounds good to me.
I don't even know what it is, but I'm ready.
Yes. Well, hey, if you're ready, I'm ready. Great, so maybe you can bring some to the studio. Oh, but we can't because we practicing social distancing.
Oh, so sorry. I guess you have to catch my dish later.
Yeah, or you can just UPS it to me.
Okay. How about that?
You can just mail it to me. All right, time now for Celebrity Corner. We do this each and every Friday from 12:05 to 12:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on News and Talk 1380 WALK. Good news for Biz Markie. He has been, I don't know if you know this or not, Wonderland, but he has been hospitalized for a week. But according to reliable sources, the legendary artist is reportedly improving. That's right. Sources tell us that the New York-born entertainer is, quote, doing better. The 56-year-old has been hospitalized for weeks. And it's so interesting because TMZ initially broke the news story that Biz Markie has been hospitalized from a result of complications with type 2 diabetes. Mm. Yeah, Biz Markie battled diabetes for a lengthy period, roughly a decade, and he was even named as a spokesperson for a sugar-free soda line after he lost 140 pounds in his attempt to fight the disease. So the good news is he's doing better, according to sources, but it's just a constant reminder, Wonderland, that we all have to live well in order to win well and stay healthy.
Yeah, I'm so glad that he's doing better because you never know. It attacks people in different ways.
And yes.
It was 5 years ago. I was doing 65 units a day of insulin, and now I'm no longer doing any insulin. And,
yeah.
You know, so I can understand those complications can come up, but I'm glad he's in a better place.
You just have to practice discipline at all times and stay away from certain foods and sodas and things of that nature. But we'll keep you posted on Biz Markie's condition.
Great, great.
All right. Now, last week we talked about a project that Issa Rae and the director from Get Out, Jordan Peele, are working on. Can we just give a hand clap again, Wonderland, for Issa Rae? Because
Woo!
She is doing... I'm talking about, this is black girl magic at its finest.
Yes.
She is set to produce an HBO documentary on history of black television.
Yeah. That's going to be great.
Yeah, The Insecure.
Awesome.
Yeah, it is going to be amazing. The Insecure creator and star is set to executive produce a two-part documentary called Seen and Heard on the history of black television from the perspective of those who wrote, produced, created, and star in series of the past and present.
That is awesome. I love it. Keeping our history in the forefront. I love it.
And I've seen a few interviews of Issa Rae speaking very candidly about the history of black television and filmmaking, and she's just very adamant about the portrayal of Black people in television, in movies. We have came a long way, Wanderlyn, from blackface minstrel shows to now we're owning our own television studios and television production projects, film, you name it. So big shout outs to Issa Rae for that.
Yes, that's awesome. Sister girl.
Yes, indeed. I got a question for you, Wanderlyn. What do Erykah Badu, Serena Williams, and Angela Rye, to name a few, what do they have in common? Keyword, common.
Common.
Yep, there you have it. That's what they all have in common because they've been with Common before. And so now Tiffany Haddish is on the list of celebrities who can look back and say, oh, I dated Common and I had a relationship with them. So, of course, the story is out there, folks, that Tiffany Haddish and Common are officially dating.
Wow.
Yes. They are officially dating. And it's so funny because the two were recently promoting the dating app Bumble. I've been hearing interesting things about the dating app Bumble because that's where we are in today's technology, modern day society with dating virtually now.
Right.
So she has confirmed that she and Common are in a relationship. And what is also interesting is that Haddish met the rapper slash actor after he was cast to play her love interest in the 2019 film The Kitchen.
Okay. Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah. And get this, Wanderlyn. She says, quote, I have lost 20 pounds since I've been in this relationship. She also goes on to say, I feel more confident in me and it's not him that's doing it. I'm just way more happier. And it's like knowing I got somebody that cares about me that really has my back. And she's just been embracing it. So it's Common responsible for making her Tiffany Haddish lose 20 pounds and cutting off her hair and things of that nature. Because, you know, they said that he was with Erykah Badu back in the day, and Erykah Badu has helped him make a few lifestyle changes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But sometimes when you're with that right person, mm-hmm. you just feel free and happy to do things that perhaps you've always wanted to do.
Right.
But you've been juggling this and that and you haven't really been very happy. But she's in a great relationship right now.
And
so
she's happy. I can see the glow.
Yes. I love it. I love it.
Yeah. And last but not least, speaking of couples, Ciara and Russell Wilson are advocating for social justice in CeCe's hometown of Atlanta. The R&B singer and the Seattle Seahawks quarterback had put a large Black Lives Matter billboard up on the city, in the city rather. So if you happen to drive by downtown Atlanta or a certain area of Atlanta, you see that big Black Lives Matter with the name Ciara and Russell Wilson. Mm-hmm. I keep wanting to say Russell Williams, but Russell Wilson at the bottom, that came from them. So that's a good look for both Ciara and Russell Wilson.
Yeah, that is good. They've always been on the front end of being activists and being vocal about their stand on various issues.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. And I got a question for everybody because this is Free Flowing Friday and we're talking about dating. We actually going to talk about that in my podcast later on tonight because we were supposed to do the blind date game show, but it's been postponed.
Did you do it? Did
it's
you
been
do
postponed,
it?
No! Wanderlyn.
Yeah,
it's been postponed. So if people can just follow me on social media at Sean Garvey ATL on Twitter, IG, and Sean Garvey on Facebook, we're going to keep people updated on that. But I got a question for everyone. Can you still date in a COVID-19 pandemic? Can you still date? Can you still be in a relationship or date someone in a COVID-19 pandemic?
That's a big question. Okay. All right.
A loaded question.
Yes, it is loaded. All right. Call it. I want to hear your responses. 404-892-2703. And listen, Sean, you don't postpone a blind date for a female.
You know what, Wanda? It's not the guy's fault. The male dater, he was already ready.
Okay.
It was the women.
No,
that caused
happened?
The blind dating show to postpone.
Oh my God! Did she not have an outfit or makeup, her hair done, her eyebrows, orange?
All of the above?
Oh, well then I understand. I understand because a woman wants to make sure everything is right.
So you say, okay. Okay.
We just want to make it right. We just want to make it right. She didn't want her hair to be all over the place. She wanted to look nice, clean, and beautiful.
We got to go to a break, Wanda. Now, we keep telling you guys, we are simple. We are simple.
Yeah, but for her, even if she didn't want to do makeup, she just wanted everything right, perhaps.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.